The CEO of the Peach Bowl, Chick-fil-A kickoff game. Gary, it's been, I don't know how many years in a row we've had a chance to have you on, but it's always fun visiting with you.
Johnny, I love coming to see you because I know college football is getting ready to start.
Isn't that amazing?
Great time of the year.
You know, I don't know if there's a word. I love other sports, but love, that word does not capture my feelings, emotions, and passion for college football. And, you know, you get the fans here representing all their teams throughout the week of the 4 days, and you get this. If you're not feeling the juices flowing with the college football season just around the corner, then something's wrong with you.
You're exactly right. And you hit on the word. The word is passion. There's so much passion about college football. Everybody's undefeated. Everybody's going to the playoff. Everybody's coming to Atlanta for either the SEC championship game or the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl for the semifinal this year. So we're getting ready to kick it off with Alabama-Duke in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
You know, here's the thing, because I'm looking at not only that game coming up this year, but then I'm looking at what does the future hold? Because you and I have had this discussion before, because it wasn't that far back where, you know, you had to ask teams to make these changes to play these tough non-conference games. I'll use a perfect example. There's 42 players here this week representing the 14 schools, and I'm going to ask you, which state do you think is represented most by those 42 schools?
Georgia.
Actually, see, everybody would say Georgia or maybe Florida, right? It's Texas. And you know why it's Texas? Because think about it. With Texas A&M and when Missouri joined this conference, what did you start seeing? A lot of folks not only playing in your game as far as these big non-conference matchups, playing in Dallas, playing in Houston.
Yeah, right.
And so, and it certainly reflects with the fact that 9 of the 42 from the state of Texas.
Is there 9 players? Wow, that's amazing.
So, and I bring it up because, you know, we now you're in a position where you're not begging teams to play in these games.
Right.
They want to play in these games.
Oh, yeah. I've had coaches today say, hey, you know, when can we get into your game? You know, they want to play in our game and our golf tournament. So, no, you're right. It's changed. We've changed the whole front of the college football season. And I think you're seeing a further evolution of that since the CFP is rewarding teams that play a tough schedule. Now you're seeing ADs schedule home and homes with big-time opponents, I think for two reasons. One is they know the CFP will reward you if you're even if you lose to a tough opponent.
Right.
And I think they think that the college football playoff is going to expand in 2026. And so if they got two losses and they're two good losses, they can still get one of the at-large bids if they expand to 8. So I think that – the other reason is I think they want to keep their season home ticket base happy because that's a lot of revenue. And so if you can bring in a – if you're a Georgian, you can bring in Texas, or if you can bring in Notre Dame like they have coming in this year, I think that matters to the ADs as well. So I think that's a further evolution of the scheduling process that we started back in 2008 with the advent of the college football kickoff game.
We go back to 2008, the first one, Alabama. You know, this was an Alabama team coming off a 7-6 record. That was the Alabama team that really started this run we're talking about as far as the Crimson Tide. It was a team that actually had the lead in the SEC championship game against Florida. Alabama was undefeated at that time before Tim Tebow and Florida came from behind to win that particular game. But I think that that game itself and knowing that the impact it had on the Alabama football program probably opened the door, you know, for, you know, this Chick-fil-A kickoff game each and every year because of the fact everybody sees what has happened to Alabama since.
Johnny, you're absolutely right. And if Nick Saban, if you're interviewing him tomorrow, that's exactly what he would tell you because when they beat Clemson 34-10, on the cover of Sports Illustrated was Alabama's back. The next year they come and they play Virginia Tech in our Chick-fil-A
right.
kickoff game. It was number 7. They win that game, and they won the national championship in 2009. So no doubt about it, that first season of our Chick-fil-A kickoff game elevated Alabama, and, you know, now we see where they're at. The run that Nick's had has never been done in college football.
Gary Stokin joining us now, CEO of Peach Bowl Incorporated. All right, so you got Alabama-Duke this year. It's not just the football game because there's so many other events happening around the game itself. You know, talk, if you would, to our listeners about what transpires and the ultimate goal each and every year.
Well, we want to kick off the college football season in a meaningful manner. So we're going to start August 23rd. We've got Kevin Weiberg coming in on the 150th celebration of college football. He's going to speak at a breakfast, show the video. And then we've got the four coaches from Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State, and Georgia State. They'll be there to speak, and then the four ADs from those four schools. Then the next day, we've got our Peach Bowl Football Fest, which will take place, you know, around the College Football Hall of Fame, in the College Football Hall of Fame. Everybody that wants to come can get in the Hall of Fame free that day. Then the next week, we've got Edwin McCain coming, and Chris Hall, who's a famous chef in Atlanta. They're going to match up and do True Taste of Music, where Chris will make Edwin McCain's favorite meal, and Edwin will play Chris's favorite songs.
I like that.
And so that'll be on Friday night. Then also Friday night in the Hall of Fame, we'll have the VIP reception. Then the players will go to the Hall of Fame on Friday. And then Saturday, we have our fan zone and tailgate town outside in International Plaza and in West Plaza. And then we have the kickoff at 3:30. So it truly is a celebration, a week of celebration of college football to kick off the season.
And I tell you what, this year, talking about anticipation, you know, how Alabama responds to the national title, you know, game loss to Clemson, everybody's asking that question throughout the week. You know, Alabama's lost games before, but not but that kind of margin since Nick Saban has been head coach with the Crimson Tide. And we'll get a good idea about Alabama in 2019 against Duke that afternoon.
No doubt about it. You know, and Duke, Coach Cutcliffe knows what it takes to win in the SEC.
Absolutely.
Duke is within three wins of being the third winningest program in the ACC over the last 5 years. They've been to bowl games seven out of the eight last years. So, and they've got 16 starters back. Their defensive line's back. Their offensive line's back. Their defensive backfield's as good as there is in the country. So don't sleep on Duke and Coach Cutcliffe in that first game.
Yesterday, visiting with Scott Ramsey, CEO and president not only of the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, but also the National Sports Council, and I've known Scott now for 2+ decades, and I remember some of the first big events he was associated with to where we are today, and it's no accident. It doesn't happen overnight. People don't have the silver platter giving you things without working hard, showing, you know, nice successes along the way. I bring it up because we look at what has transpired over the last decade plus with the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, and so it's great. We're talking Bama Duke this year. But what was the thinking? And you know, with next year, because you and I were halfway joking about this. I mean, major undertaking what you guys have coming up.
Yeah, next year we'll have three games to start the season in a week. Never been done in college football before. We'll have West Virginia, Florida State on Saturday, Georgia, Virginia on Monday. The next Saturday, North Carolina and Auburn. So three games, probably 300,000 people in the city of Atlanta during that first week of college football. And then we'll have our CFP New Year's Six game, you know, in December.
Right.
In the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. So four games we'll do next year, and then two games the next year, plus our bowl game. Two games the next year after that in 2022 with a semifinal game. So we've got our contract with CFP through 25-26, those semifinals in 22 and 25. And we've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kickoff games scheduled over the next 5 years as well. So it's, we've tried to make Atlanta the capital of college football by going to recruit the College Football Hall of Fame, move it to Atlanta, start the kickoff games, move the bowl game to the CFP, keep the SEC championship game in Atlanta, have the award show that ESPN does at the end of the year in the College Football Hall of Fame. So some people in the media have substantiated that as we are the capital of college football.
It's no accident that with the successes that you've had in this, as far as the city of Atlanta, we look at what Nashville has done as well. A lot of hard work, a lot of cooperation with the politicians, the business leaders, volunteers, etc. It's two perfect examples. If you're a city out on the West Coast and you're trying to enjoy and bring in more events to the East Coast, certainly look at what Nashville has done and certainly can look at what Atlanta has done.
No doubt about it. It takes leadership. Scott Ramsey has done a heck of a job. Scott's a good friend, and You know, I used to run the sports council in Atlanta, too, for 11 years, and we'd talk then, and now we talk in the bowl business. And, you know, he's taken a city in Nashville that it really didn't have a whole lot, didn't have the Titans at that point, didn't have the Predators at that point, and really made Nashville a great sports town. So a lot of credit to Scott Ramsey and what he's achieved there.
As far as information for those that are listening and what information on this year's events as far as around Alabama and Duke or thinking ahead to next year as well, what would you have, what do they need to do?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A kickoffgame.com. They can go there on our website and get all the information about this year's kickoff game and the future kickoff games. One of the things we're most humbly proud of is we've given $33.8 million over the last since 2022 back in charity and scholarship, and we'll continue that. Last year we gave $10.2 million back. We were created to give, and that's our mission, and so we'll continue to do that through the use of college football.
You know, I look at your events, by the way, before we let you go. If you want to relate it to college football programs, say Alabama and Clemson, you can't just do equally what you're doing if you're somebody else looking at all these events and wanting to have those and duplicate those. You have to do it better, and you probably will say, bring it.
Yeah, we have a mantra that we always strive for excellence, and we never stagnate, because if you stagnate, you die. So we're in continual improvement. So, you know, we go back on campus to every school that plays in our kickoff or bowl game, and we do a complete download with everybody from the equipment manager to the president to the head coach as to what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. Whatever we did good, we want to do better. Whatever we did bad, we want to cut out. Whatever we did ugly, we want to forget about going forward. So that's helped us improve, because they're a customer, and we need to know how our customer feels about, you know, what we supply to them. So we're just continually improving, always striving for excellence.